Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. Acts 11:25-26. This passage of Scripture gives three identifying marks of Christians. God does not allow us to call ourselves Christians. There are those qualifications which are required of God by which we identify as Christians. According to this passage of Scripture, a Christian is a disciple of Jesus Christ who assembles with the church. A Christian is a part of Christ as well as a part of the church. The third identifying mark is that a Christian is one who has been taught the Word of God. As a result of the teaching of Saul and Barnabas, the disciples were called Christians. Jesus, as he was about to ascend to his heavenly Father in returning to heaven, gave a charge to his apostles, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." Matthew 28:19-20. Those who were taught were also baptized. On the day of Pentecost, Peter answered the question of the multitude, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Acts 2:38. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls, Acts 2:41. These who were taught and baptized as a result of the teaching became the church. Christians are baptized believers who have heard the gospel and become the church. Christians are those who were taught the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. The gospel has the power to convert sinners into Christians. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Romans 1:16. Salvation comes by way of a spoken or preached word. "Who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved?" And as I began to speak, Acts 11:14-15. Christians have been taught the way of salvation and have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered. Romans 6:17. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.